than 700 post office managers were convicted because of a faulty IT system. The government's promised to help overturn convictions. Tim Brentnall was found guilty when he worked as a sub-postmaster.
A fraud conviction stays on your criminal record forever, and you have to declare it whenever I apply for jobs. So I never even got to interview stage for any kind of meaningful employment since then. It is very hard to get things like insurance when you have a fraud conviction.
Four men have been arrested after a man was stabbed to death at a train station in southwest London. The victim, believed to be in his 20s, was attacked at Strawberry Hill Station. 2023 was officially the hottest year on record. Leading climate experts also think temperatures will keep rising. Kat Suave has the details.
The last hottest year on record was 2016, but 2023 was about a fifth of a degree warmer. It might not sound like a lot, but it means temperatures will likely go beyond the 1.5 degree limit. That's what the United Nations agreed to as part of the landmark Paris Climate Agreement, where countries came together to try to stop the impacts of global warming. Temperatures soared in September, where we saw the hottest day of the year at 33.5 degrees.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been talking to leaders in Israel about plans for Gaza once the war ends. It's reported the US and Israel remain divided about the future of the territory. Victims of domestic abuse will be given cash to escape abusive relationships. Under the scheme, victims can apply for money to find new accommodation or for essentials like food. And Paris has honoured David Bowie by naming a street after him. Rue David Bowie is in the southeast of the city. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's pretty cold. It is 3 degrees going down to minus one overnight, but it's nice and sunny now in Brentwood, although it is very cold. So make sure you wrap up warm. Should remain dry for the next good couple of days, in fact. Can't see any rain at the moment. Tomorrow will be slightly warmer at 5 degrees with sunny weather and a gentle breeze. And then it goes up to 7 degrees on Thursday and Friday. So feeling a lot warmer, which is going to please me because at the moment I have no heating.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. You'll be pleased to know I've got some quotes coming in for the boiler at home. I don't think I can save the actual boiler that's there because it's very, very old. And there comes a point when, you know, if I want to sell the property also, you've got EPCs, haven't you? Which, again, my house wouldn't, you know, it would be dreadful. So, yeah, I'm going to get that sorted out and then possibly a new bathroom. Does need a new bathroom. And it's always so expensive. I was watching again. I mean, please don't let me do this. If you're listening out there, stop me. If you're a friend of mine, you're listening out there, stop me, because I'm going, you know, I could take the tiles off. I probably could, you know, maybe I've got a downstairs loo and a sink. Maybe I could have a go at doing the plumbing. No, do not do it. I'm terrible, because what I'll do is I'd start a project and then I'd wander off and do something else. I do it all the time. I start something and then I go, and then the next minute I'm sat in front of the computer doing something else, and then I'm downstairs doing something else, and then I go, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, I was doing that job. And then I go back and do that for a little while, and then I go, oh, okay, yep. And then I go off and do something else. I don't know what it... I mean, I am busy. I mean, when I used to do admin, I used to sort of run a business centre and recording studios and things. I was quite good on getting stuff done and got very enthusiastic about stuff. You know, making money and getting people in the studio. And I used to like the job at the recording studio, actually. It was a really... it was really good fun. But I see, when I was there, I was somebody else's, I was an assistant to the manager. Then he left after about a year and I took over, and then it wasn't the same because then I was the boss and then it was not the same. So whereas before there was sort of camaraderie with all of us, that changed. And that's why you're paid more money when you're a boss, because nobody is your friend. Nobody is your friend. I mean, you try, you know, people mistake kindness for softness. Very difficult to get a balance when you've been an assistant manager and then you take over. because then you've got to, you know, lay the law down, and it's really difficult if you've been seen as like one of the staff before. It is really difficult. If you go into a new job, it's not as bad because you're going in at a certain level. But yeah, I found it quite difficult, and I was quite young at the time as well. But I enjoyed it, and then I enjoyed my 5 years that went on from there out of the blue, really going to work and live in Dublin, which was an experience. I don't know. I did some crazy things over there, and my boss Tom and Sean. Tom was the easygoing, funny one. Sean was the more sort of stern one. But I got on well with both of them. Completely different characters. And we used to go out in the evening, myself and Tom, and then my friend James came over, and we used to go out and do some, you know, he had a racehorse. He was very rich, but I didn't realise at the time. But you got to do all these things that you probably never get a chance to do again. You know, I used to fly backwards and forwards from City Airport all the time. Come back for the weekends, and that's when I got used to flying. I haven't been to City Airport for years, so I know it's changed quite a lot there, but I used to like actually going from City, because it's only up the road really from where I am. It's not too bad, and it was a tiny little airport, so you could go in there and have your little drink and sort of wait around, just walk to the plane. And I think it's a lot bigger now, though, isn't it? It's always a bit, if you've never flown from City Airport, it is quite an experience, because they rev the engines and you're like, what's going on? And then you shoot off like you're an elastic band, and you're just thinking, please don't hit the bridge at the end. And then when you come into land, they drop very quickly, and then it's like bang onto the runway, and then you think, stop, because it's a short runway. Once when I was coming back, and I've mentioned this loads of times, my parents were with me, and we turned around mid-air and I had to go back to Dublin, because the landing thing they need to land, the special landing equipment they need to land at City Airport, and it had gone wrong, so they had to go back and get it. And you're on the plane thinking, I don't want to be on this plane, it's gone wrong. I want it. And they leave you on the plane saying, oh, it's only going to be about a 40-minute turnaround time, we'll get you back in the air, we just need to update this computer problem. But I was like, I want to get off. I mean, when you fly a lot, you end up getting more and more sort of things happen. Like, we've had there was smoke coming through the cabin, thunderstorms, which were awful, and all sorts of things. And when that aborted takeoff, aborted landings. But the more you fly, the more these things happen. And I used to be really petrified of flying. And after years and years of flying backwards and forwards, I got a bit more used to it. Anyway, Ramble City. 12:08, we've got the wonderful Scott Ross coming up in a while. I was listening to him as I was driving home yesterday, laughing my head off. If you're not tuned in to Scott Ross, he is hilariously funny, does a great show, and has some brilliant music as well. So do make sure that you check him out. Let's play some Sheryl Crow. Here she is with Summer Day. If only, Sheryl, if only.
Yeah.
is the Rolling Stones with Mess It Up. Coming up next, the Quayon Set, a brand new from them, new one from them. It's called Elvis Is Alive.
Cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This song is so Essex. I love it. Always reminds me of Essex and the great music. And this is Luther Vandross with Never Too Much.
falling on me. I've been covered in cold. I've been shrouded in doubt. My heart is on wire, sitting pretty like a bird. But the hunter is out, and the eagle is heard. To the sky, and I'll be listening to the stars, maybe thinking of you, wondering where you are. Do you know what you've done for me? You made my branches grow. Now they can play with the wind, and they can carry the snow.
With Feel It All, and what a great song. She's a, I think she's a drummer as well, isn't she, Katie Tunstall? I know it's one of Scott Ross's favourite artists.
You alright, Scott?
Yeah, he's just come in, bringing the cold in. You know when somebody walks in, they bring the cold in with them? He's done that. And also, his superb show is with him.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Now, the M25 at the moment, heading down towards Brook Street roundabout, is fine from the M25, so there's no issues there going back towards the lakeside. On the A127, delays of about 5 minutes, and they are increasing. Southend Arterial Road, eastbound between the A127 and the A128 Tilbury Road, halfway house. Average speed is down to about 15 a mile an hour. Then you've got those roadworks on the A1023 London Road at Spittle Lane is causing a little bit of a jam. So the best thing to do is to head down to Wiggly Bush Lane, I think it is, and then you can basically head right the way down there and go to the end and turn right, and it'll end up taking you roughly to about the Yonga Road. So it's a little shortcut. Remember that one of the roads on Wiggly Bush Lane is closed. Let's have a look for it. Weald Park Way is closed because there's flooding on that road. So just go down Wiggly Bush Lane, go right to the end, and then you're onto Weald Road, and just follow it round, and you'll end up somewhere near somewhere near the Onger Road. That's the way that I always come in. And in fact, that's a lie. This morning I actually got lost on my way to the studio, but I'll tell you more about that in a second. Yeah, this morning as I was driving in, because the M25 was busy and I was coming from Thurrock, I headed down, and then I thought to myself, I won't go the normal way. I'll come off onto the A127, and instead of going through Upminster, or not through Upminster, but going around the back way, I thought I'll go in the opposite direction. That must be correct. I don't know where I ended up on an industrial estate. I ended up, and I was with loads of lorries, and I was like, this is not right. So I had to get my little sat-nav going on my phone, and then I managed to get in literally within about 2 minutes before I was meant to go on air this morning. So I did laugh. I don't know what happened with my sense of direction. I thought, I won't go that way. I'll go on the A127 towards Basildon and Southend. That's the right way. And then as I drove, I thought, was there a sign for Worley? I thought that's it was too late, it was gone. And then I tried to do this little, take a turning off of the A127, not knowing where I was going. And it was I thought, this is a strange road. There was a massive speed bump, which I went over too fast. And then I was in some sort of lorry park. I don't know. If you might know where it is. I was like, where am I? Then I managed to get here. I ended up coming along the A127 and then think the A128 up to Wilson's Corner, which is my least favourite place in the world. I hate Wilson's Corner. Dropping that stuff in the background with Scott Ross. He's got batteries in his hands. I don't know what he's doing now. He's trying to make something work or make break something. We'll find out in a sec. You back in? What are you doing now? What's going on? Do you want to say?
It still doesn't work.
What doesn't work? What have you touched? What was
the same
working?
I was touching yesterday. It still won't work.
Oh, right. Is it the controller?
Yeah, well, I've put new batteries in the controllers. It made any difference.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's the matter with it.
Oh, dear. Oh, what's it say? Changing, insert new batteries within 10 minutes of removing the old set.
I've done that.
Oh, dear. Have you switched everything on and off? That normally helps. Don't touch anything. I'm going to play some music.
I bring her coffee in the morning. She brings me in a piece. I take her out to fancy restaurants. She takes the sadness out of me. I make her cards on her birthday. She makes me a better man. I take her water when she's thirsty. She takes me as I'm. I love it when her mind wanders, and she loves it when I stay at home. I know when she's lost, and she knows when I feel alone. From all my airs and graces to the little the fire when it's cold out, and she lights up the room. I hope that she'll love me forever. She hopes I'll be back soon. I take her out to the movies. She takes away my pain. She is the start of everything, and I'll be there till the end. I love when she laughs for no reason, and her love's the reason I'm here. She knows when I'm hurt, and I know when she's feeling scared. From all my years and graces to the little things I do, only one I choose. Everything is pointless without you.
faces to the little things I do. Everything is pointless without you. Of all the dreams I'm chasing, there's only one I chose. Everything is pointless without you. Everything is pointless without you.
Phoenix FM. Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest-free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Say the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. Begging for you to take
There was a little quip made about Taylor at the Grammys, which she didn't look very impressed with. But I haven't watched it. I'm not really into it. I think I watched the Oscars probably years and years ago when it was exciting. And I actually watch, you know, you can watch like the Oscars from like the 1950s or 60s, and they're probably more entertaining, actually.
Yeah.
Because superstars were kind of more superstars. I mean, there was a lot of mush, and I don't like that kind of just mushy, just awful. I mean, I like Ricky Gervais, as I said, they should have him doing it, because at least he's honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Joined in the studio by the one and only Mr. Scott Rush. You haven't got your headphones on, what's wrong?
No, you haven't. Well, you haven't turned them on.
Oh, well, there we go, let me turn them on for you. You all right there?
Yeah, that's working now.
It's nice and loud in your ears.
It is.
I hope so.
It's going to blow my head off.
Do you want me to turn it down?
No, it's all right, don't worry.
Oh, gosh, isn't it? So you always want something, don't you?
I know.
Now you're not on the BBC, they kick you out.
I've been kicked out years ago.
We haven't got any chance of going on. We really mean you should have a show on the BBC.
I don't know where we should have a show.
Not on BBC Essex. There's nobody there anymore.
Well, I was going to say, is there anybody there? Yeah. Is there anybody there?
Yeah, is there anybody? I don't know what's happened. I mean, Tony, I used to really like Tony Fisher.
Yeah.
I've been on Tony's show. He was a great presenter, but they've lost loads of their really, you know, people. When you listen to radio, you get hooked on the presenter, and you might have it on in the background. You don't necessarily listen to everything they say, but they're like the background to a day, and you get used to having somebody in the background.
Indeed.
So there was lots and lots of complaints with people who've gone from there, and they've lost a really... just amazing presenters.
Well, what's ironic, of course, is that before we got commercial radio, it was the BBC who demanded a local radio, and they made a heck of a noise for it and said, we've got to have these local radio stations. Mark you, they were only going to provide about 4 hours a day of programming. I think they're probably back to that now.
Yes, I mean, here on Phoenix FM, you know, we have about 35 possibly presenters at any one time, maybe slightly more. And, you know, if you take a look, if you're listening to my show, and you probably listen to Scott's afterwards and The Drive and Breakfast.
If you've got nothing better to do.
I was picking up your show.
Yes,
earlier.
I know. Yeah.
And, but, you know, whatever this show is going on between 7 a.m. till 12 a.m. seven days a week, and you can look at the website. There's loads of, you get bored, go on the website. We get 440,000 hits per month on that website, and there's loads of stuff to listen to again. Really good interviews, bands and everything else. And when you look at us for being a community radio station, what we've achieved here and what Paul and the team, you know, 35, 38 of us over the years have achieved, as well as Steve, who does like sales as well, it is phenomenal for a community radio station.
It's incredible.
Station.
It's really, really good.
You know, it's not like a little tin pot organisation. This runs like a proper, you know, radio station.
Well, it's great to be a part of it.
It's a privilege to be a part of it. But it, you know, it's not. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of other community radio stations you'll find all over the country with all different levels of presenters. But I think here on Phoenix FM, we've got to. I mean, really, we should go in for some sort of nationwide awards, because we would be high up there. We would win.
Well, there you are. Who knows? We might do.
Well, not if they listen to this, they won't. No, it's heard me just going on about BBC Essex. No, bless them. I haven't been over there for ages. No. I don't know if there's any presenters over there, is there? Is there any live shows over on BBC Essex?
Well, they're probably all recorded. Who knows?
It's a shame what's happened there. That, you know, you need, I mean, you do need, you know, there's other places like Gateway. We've got Time FM. There's other places in Essex that do great shows and fantastic things as well. But it's a shame with BBC Essex.
Well, Time isn't a community station, of course. It is actually a...
Is it private?
It's a local radio station.
They play a lot of jazz funk over there, don't they? And
I think quite
stuff.
A bit.
I can't think of any others, but there's loads about.
There's Caroline Community Radio as well.
You were on Radio Caroline, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Scott Ross, I heard you talking about me as I drove away yesterday. Thank you very much.
I know, I'm always very careful in case I say something.
Yes.
Back in and thump me.
No, we're not. Right, here we go. You've got better tell everyone what's coming up on your wonderful show so I can get out of the way and you can get set here.
Well, of course, being a Tuesday, Margaret Mills is going to be here and she's going to be looking at Kelvedon Hall and indeed some of the people that used to live there. And on top of that, we have the news of the woman who's suing a chocolate manufacturer because she says the product bore no relationship to the packaging and advertising. There's a surprise, eh?
Yes.
All of that and great music all coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
And if that doesn't get you excited enough to listen to the radio coming up, also you've got the Drive Time Show, Synth City, you've got Ben Simmons, loads more coming up today. What are you looking at me like that for?
Not at all, I'm just looking at you.
Don't look at me. I'm going to say that's harassment.
Because you might be signalling me to do something.
No, we're signalling you to stand up so I can get out of the way and you can carry on with the show. Thanks for listening in today. I'll be back tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Stay tuned. Have a fantastic afternoon. And you will do if you carry on listening to Scott Ross.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay.